This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. The stage is all set for the first phase of assembly elections in Bihar tomorrow. Polling will begin at 7 a.m. and conclude at 6 p.m. However, due to security considerations, polling time has been curtailed to 5 p.m. in Simri Bakhtiarpur, Mahishi, Tarapur, Munger, Jamalpur and in 56 polling booths of Suryagadha Assembly segment. In this phase, the political fate of 1,314 candidates will be decided by over 3.75 crore electors. Among them are 122 women candidates. Our correspondent from Vaishali district reports that 105 candidates are contesting across 8 assembly seats, with key constituencies like Raghupur, Mehnar and Mahua witnessing a fierce battle between the ruling NDA and the Mahagathbandhan. Elaborate security arrangements are in place for tomorrow's elections. Meanwhile, campaigning is in full swing for the second phase of elections in the state. Star campaigners and senior leaders from both the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan addressed rallies in the regions going to polls in this phase, including Simanchal, Champaran and Magadh areas. In East Champaran and West Champaran, BJP National President JP Nadda addressed rallies. Speaking at a public meeting in Madhuban, he said that under the NDA government, highways, internet, railways and airports have become symbols of development in Bihar. Janata Dal United President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar addressed public meetings in Araria, Katihar and Kishanganj. From Mahagathbandhan, Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi campaigned in Valmiki Nagar and Chanpatia. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has said Pakistan has undermined the spirit of Indus Waters Treaty through sustained hostility and cross-border terrorism, delivering India's national statement at the plenary session of Second World Summit for Social Development in Doha. Mr. Mandavia stressed that the neighbouring country has also repeatedly misused the treaty mechanisms to obstruct India's legitimate projects. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that the ongoing negotiations on the free trade agreement between India and New Zealand will pave the way for expanding trade, investment and innovation linkages. Mr. Goyal was addressing the Indian diaspora along with New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon and Commerce Minister Todd McClay. He said the government is working to promote ease of doing business by reducing tax burden, eliminating red tapism and lowering compliances.
A potential free trade agreement with New Zealand will not only strengthen our trade and investment ties, but will give a big message to the world that New Zealand and India have come closer together. They're going to work together for a better future for the people of New Zealand, for the people of India, providing new opportunities of business, creating new job opportunities, adding to the economic development of both nations.
Guru Nanak Jayanti, also known as Gurpurab, is being celebrated with great religious fervour and devotion across the country and around the world today. The festival marks the 556th birth anniversary of Guru Nanak Dev Ji, the first Sikh Guru and founder of Sikhism. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings to citizens on Guru Nanak Jayanti. In Uttar Pradesh, the holy city of Varanasi is celebrating the Deb Deepavali, also known as the Festival of Lights for the Gods, with grand festivities on the occasion of Kartik Purnima today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today hosted the champions of the Women's World Cup at his residence at Lok Kalyan Marg. He congratulated the women cricket team on their victory and praised their remarkable comeback in the tournament after a string of 3 defeats. During the meeting, Captain Harmanpreet Kaur recalled meeting Mr. Modi in 2017 when they had met him without the trophy. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, today announced a 15-man squad for the upcoming 2-match test series against South Africa, beginning 14th of this month in Kolkata. And that is the end of this news bulletin.